I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Flags in Georgia will be at half staff today to honor the life of the late Reverend Billy Graham. On his Facebook page, Governor Nathan Deal wrote that Graham will forever be remembered for his faithful service to the Lord and for the impact of his ministry on the lives of millions of people. Graham died last month at the age of 99. He'll be laid to rest today at the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Georgia Senate has approved a bill that lowers state income taxes. Yesterday's vote comes after a controversial tax break for Delta and other airlines was stripped from the measure. The tax overhaul is expected to save about $5 billion over the next 5 years due to federal tax changes. A tax break for jet fuel purchases in the state did not make it through. That after Atlanta-based Delta angered top GOP lawmakers by cutting ties with the NRA last week. A six-month boycott against Atlanta's popular hotspot, Houston's Restaurant, is now over. Atlanta rapper T.I., who led the boycott, tweeted yesterday that after, quote, tough yet productive discussions, the boycott can end. Houston's faced discrimination claims last October after several African-American diners said the restaurant refused to seat them. T.I. spoke to TMZ during the protests, saying this.
We will not tolerate profiling, discrimination, and I mean, our dollar is powerful.
You don't respect us, that's your business, but you will respect this bankroll.
TMZ reports that since then, T.I. has had several meetings with the restaurant executives. Houston's initially defended itself, citing restaurant policy that doesn't allow them to seat large parties. Earlier this year, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced that T.I. has been tapped to be a part of her transition team. This Women's History Month, a Georgia state representative is sending the message that all women and girls can be leaders in government. As GPB intern Sydney McConnell reports, an International Women's Day rally will take place at the Capitol next week.
State Representative Erica Thomas, a Democrat who represents Austell, will speak at the rally. She wants to start a movement to train women and girls to get involved in state government just like her.
Our hashtag is We Are Qualified, and our hashtag is Capital Women, because we want to be capital women and be role models for women all over the state of Georgia, and not just women. We want to be role models for little girls to say, look, I can be a state senator, I can be a representative, I can be an elected official, and I can be a leader in my state.
The International Women's Day rally will be held at Liberty Plaza at 2 o'clock on March 8th. Rallies will take place all around the world that day. For GPB News, I'm Sydney McConnell in Atlanta.
For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.